Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bank.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we've been talking about it. And we've been talking about it. And we're finally here.
We watched all season two of Paris in Love. It was way better than season one. And I am obsessed with her. And I want to see her concert.
Was Kathy on Beverly Hills already when this came out?
Like the first season? I feel like she was filming at the same time, the first season, Beverly Hills and Paris.
I feel like, I remember watching Paris in Love season one and her. I had watched the documentary and I already felt like she was a monster. And then I can't remember, again, short-term memory loss here, but I'm like, knowing Kathy as much as we like watched her on the previous season, and I feel like probably made some, because I think like Rinna was so out of control with like taking down Kathy and like, You've always said, I think Kathy did say those things at the Canyon Club or whatever the place was called. But I'm like, Kathy is a monster. She is a monster. Everyone fears Kathy. She does not come. She came off kind of like in Beverly Hills, right? Kind of kooky, quirky. And then like even in season one you could see some controlling aspects. I cannot believe.
She looks so bad in this.
So bad.
She is so old school. She's an old school Hollywood Catholic woman.
And like the funny thing is it's like she's so feared, but I'm like, sorry to reduce it down to this, but it's like all she did was get married.
Okay. Let's
like, you know what I mean though?
Yeah. I wrote down a lot of notes.
Okay.
First of all,
I'll take your lead, baby.
Paris was able to keep this baby a secret from the world. This was truly shocking. Also, I felt like they were not prepared though. Like, I know you didn't want to tell anyone about the baby, but like we could have had a nursery done. You know,
you have like your assistant could have been buying all the, I'm like, you guys don't even know how to put things together. And then I'm thinking this too. At what point is the camera crew there?
Right. No.
Are they there when she brings the baby home? Like, when did they start filming? Because I know she's filming in her closet and she's doing some like recordings on her phone or whatever it is. But I'm like, does the camera crew, are they, we're watching them go to Party City and collect $750 worth of It's a Boy merchandise.
But I feel like she was also buying other things to throw people off. Like she was just buying like a bunch of party supplies. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking like you could have had someone inconspicuously buying all of these things, sending them to like your assistant's address or like a PO box, something
I
like.
I also think that his family knew because they had to get the nanny's number.
That's what I'm wondering too.
I think Carter's sister knew. And also this woman, Gina, the nanny. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like there's not two
nannies. I feel like Gina is doing it all. I feel bad for Gina.
Gina is 100% doing it all. But I think a lot of like, I think a lot of celebs do. They hire a nanny who is around, kind of around the clock.
You need two people.
Well, they could, maybe they only felt comfortable hiring one at one point. Maybe there is another nanny that comes in. I assume she probably has multiple nannies at this point because she just visits her child. And I
know
that both of them do. Both of them do. And I feel, I want, but the secret of hiding this, I think you are probably right. And they had to say we hid it from the world because you can't tell that Carter, and maybe it was only Carter's sister that knew.
Yeah.
Truthfully. Like, it, the sad thing about this whole, the sad part is though, is it's like, imagine having to hide it. And the sad thing is too, is hiding it because of all the scrutiny. And then she releases a photo months later and all of the, everybody's
the backlash of the head.
And, yes. And I'm like, actually like looking at the head, I'm like, Paris has a head like that. Mm-hmm. Like he is his parents' son.
Right.
It felt so, but I'm like, imagine having to hide that though, because you're like, I'm afraid that my family is going to tell people.
I think it was
people.
All because of Kathy. This is, she only had to hide it because of Kathy. She didn't want Kathy telling anybody and she couldn't trust Kathy.
Isn't that so sad and crazy? Like she, I mean, now listen, I feel like I was raised as like my I love my family, but you almost are raised in a little bit of like to fear your parents a little bit, right? Like, I don't want to do anything bad because I'm afraid of the consequences.
Sure.
You know, not like I was getting like spanked or whatever, but just like, I would be like, people would be like, throw a party at your house. Your mom's out of town. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, she fears.
The retribution of like what would happen to me if I got caught, the consequences? Absolutely not. Like, I had straight up fear that bad things would happen if I went against, you know, my mom's wishes kind of thing. So it's like, but there's a different kind of fear here of where Paris is afraid to do anything. Like,
she's very scared of Kathy. And I'm wondering if there's ever been a time where they have not been talking on talking terms. I was trying to think about, I mean, I don't know if they'd ever actually admit that, but Kathy is just straight up old school. I don't think she believes in like the IVF thing. I think,
but when Paris, the crazy thing is though, because we, okay, right, we are introduced that she has the baby, it's a surprise, but we go 5 months before, which, so the camera crews are there 5 months before, right? And she's doing the IVF because I, also, you guys, I'm worried too about the sex education that Paris has received.
What do you mean?
Because she keeps saying, I need girl eggs, I need girl eggs, and like the sex is determined from sperm.
Okay.
So it's just, for me, it's like, and now maybe she means more like she needs to find, they need to create more embryos because they keep just creating boy embryos because Carter's right. Spitting out the boys. But it's like worrisome that she keeps saying that. But then I'm thinking like the way that she even is showing her mom, she's doing like the IVF or like, you know, the egg freezing, the that whole like process and everything. And Kathy like can't even be bothered with it. It's like, I don't
it
know.
It makes her so uncomfortable though.
The whole thing.
Because she doesn't even know what to ask.
She just wants to put her lip gloss on.
Mm-hmm. That's her defense mechanism.
And lip gloss. And you know what's like kind of crazy too to me is it's like all of the kids, maybe minus Nikki in a sense, have all had some sort of like scandal. So when she keeps telling Paris, you're unusual. We had to do this to save you. I'm like, what about the other kids?
Baron.
Baron. And I think, and Conrad, like they both had like drug-related incidences. I think there's been a few DUIs. Like Paris was just the first. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I don't know why Kathy just can't. There's no, Kathy doesn't want to admit fault where she just says, I can't believe everything about this whole thing, like where Paris is like, has this trauma from being at school and all these, or not school, you know, whatever that place was that she went to in Provo. And Kathy just cannot come to terms with it.
Well, I think Kathy can't come to terms with like that she sent her there and didn't realize what it really was. And Kathy thought she was Kathy thought she was saving her, doing the best
that
she could.
But she keeps turning around on Paris where it's like, just at this point, Kathy, admit, I cannot believe what happened to you. I am so sorry. We need to find a way to move forward. She mm-hmm. can't. She just, everything sweeps under the rug. She's going to talk to that ghostwriter too.
Well, I think it's, I think Kathy believes everything that Paris is saying, but she can't believe that she's telling the world about it. She can't believe she would expose. I think Kathy is like, we all have our secrets, Paris, but you're going to tell the world about this? They don't need to know that. That's what it's really, it's what, that's yeah. what it's really about. She's like, you don't need to tell people you got an abortion. Everyone has, like, you don't have to tell it, you know, like she's like disappointed in her.
Well, and I think
she would expose the Hilton name.
But it's also so interesting too, because it's like, I know Paris has a lot of trauma, so, and I'm not excuse, like, but Paris is doing a lot of things where it's like, this would like also probably upset me as a parent too, where I'm like, I don't even get to read your book before it comes out. Or like, you know, I don't get to have any input on these things. Like, you just do these things and then everybody kind of has to accept it. Now you're doing it because you're coming from like a place of trauma and like all these, you know, life experiences, and that's why you're doing it. But like the lack of communication on Paris's end too is tough. And it's like, they really,
because her mom doesn't want to listen.
But Nikki really is like a mediator. Like, it's just so wild because you can like see from both sides. Like, I just feel so sad for Paris, because it's like she works so that she doesn't have to deal with any of the shit that has gone on in her life. So she just constantly keeps herself busy. She can't really, like, it really feels like she can't even be alone with her baby, in a sense of like, where she's like, I gotta work. And again, if this was turned around and it was a man, nobody would probably say anything. But I think Carter's just as bad too. Carter is a weirdo, you guys. I'm sorry. He weirds
me
out.
What is the deal with Carter? Like, also, I feel like Paris gets embarrassed by him. He is complete fan. He's like the hype woman.
Shanasha, Shanasha. He like says,
like, also like, get like a very like fatherly figure. Also, he's so pale. He looks a little bit like, I'm like, babe, let's get a spray tan going.
Well, Paris does enough of that. You think you could do a 2-for-1 in that living spa?
And let's like not pretend like this isn't your second child. Okay. It's we know, like, you have a daughter.
They wanted us to feel this moment where he's like, I'm going to be such a good dad because my dad was a good dad. And I'm like, oh, your first daughter would love to hear that too. But it's also creepy too that the mom of the first daughter is like having her write these letters and putting them in the press. And like, this poor child, talk about also trauma. I feel so bad for this other child that he doesn't give the time of day. I also didn't realize he was in the delivery room for that baby and then walked out and never came back.
Oh.
And then maybe this is false too, but I also read too that in high school, like, his like senior quote or whatever was like, I'm gonna marry Paris Hilton.
No.
Is that a rumor?
I would die if that's true.
He
is a stalker then. That's straight up stalker.
And I really think, like, one, I actually think like she has so much trauma from Provo that she actually doesn't really know how to fully be intimate in a relationship, because there's so much packed in there. So it's like, but it's like, I feel like when he goes in to kiss her, you're so right. She's just like,
she cringes a little bit. She's embarrassed by him a little bit.
She's embarrassed by him.
But then it's like almost like he's an assistant too. So it's like works for her.
She's like, Carter told me that we're going to have a baby in 48 hours. I'm like, Carter would be the person that the surrogate would text though, to go through everything. Like, Carter is the notes keeper. He is like the minutes. He is her main assistant.
I completely agree with that. Now, they kept on saying like Paris is shy. Do you believe this? They were really trying to create this shy narrative. I'm like, yeah,
she might be a social introvert. I don't know that she's shy. I think shy is not the right word.
Just like, what is her motivation to keep going? Like, she clearly has so much money. I need them to like redo that house as well. It's so 90s to me. Like,
but okay, it needs to be updated. I looked it up though, and I'm like, do they own it? Because it looks like they might just be renting it.
Oh, I mean, come on.
I looked it up and it was like something crazy rental. God, I wish I could
remember. $50,000 a month or something.
No, like six-figure rental.
No, they must.
It's like a $38 million house. And I want to say that they're renting it for like, I saw that it was being rented for like $230,000. Guys, I could be making these numbers up. I tend to do something like that. So when you speak with conviction, people might believe you.
No, they definitely own that. They have to.
I honestly don't think so. I also thought it was like the weird, I'm like, if your dogs keep dying by coyotes, put them inside. And Carter just like laughing, like, yeah, I put the dog outside, and like kind of like laughing about it. I'm like, I think you're kind of a sociopath.
How much would it cost to clone dogs?
Barbara Streisand did that with her Malteses. Like, that's literally what I remember. It has to be hundreds of thousands, right?
I mean, this is just nuts. Honestly, when she brought out the dogs, I thought that it was the second baby. I thought it was London. I was like, is this how we're going to end the season?
I mean, but she still did surprise them with that. And it's like, I don't know. There's something So the whole thing, it's a wild look into this family and like such a lesson of like psychology and like family interaction. Like it's nothing feels normal. And yet it's so normal for them on everything. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's like a very traditional family in a lot of senses. Like you have to listen to the parents.
Yeah.
You have to obey your parents. You don't want to disappoint them.
But then there's like money involved. So it like adds another layer of it.
Yeah. They have so much money.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. You know, I did like all the cameos. We got a lot of Kris Jenner, I felt like. Do you think Kris Jenner is coaching Kathy?
No. I think there's a fear of everyone around Kathy. I'm serious.
So you think Kris Jenner's scared of Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. It feels like Kathy just doesn't want to look like a bad mom.
And in doing so, looks like a bad mom. It's just everything about, it's like, she even like, okay, they go, you know, Paris is like, I have to go back to Washington, D.C. And she's like, you're going to wear turquoise. Don't do that. And then Paris is basically like, I don't think I want to like invite my mom to this. Like, I don't like, I like, she's basically inviting her because she feels like she has to. She helped with the Montana bill, another bringing it there, whatever. But like everything that she does, she's like, I can't, you have to take the word blame out because I can't blame my mom on things. I can't have her react to something because she's going to make it about her when it's so much more than that. Like everything is such in fear. Like Kathy's a monster. Even Kathy hosting that party. I mean, like my friend has bad breath. It makes me want to die, or like all these things. And she looks at Paris and she's like, Paris, I forgot I'm mic'd up. Hurry, get in, because I keep saying the worst things to people.
She was like talking about punishing her friends with caviar. Like that was, she's like, don't put out more caviar. There's those hawks over there. It's like, why is caviar to be eaten? Like, what are you talking about? You also have all the money in the world.
Like, shouldn't I eat the caviar?
Right.
And she's like, no, you get a scoop of caviar, one Bellini, and you're out. But stay away.
It's also interesting. I feel like Kathy, you know, stayed out of the press, stayed out of the limelight for years. And now she's like hungry for the attention.
You think so?
Yes. She wants to be on camera. She wants to film with Paris. She wants to look good. She like wants to be the fun, cool mom. She's like, hey, to the driver, like, hey, I got my pizza in the car. Like she walked into the show, it was literally like the Mean Girls mom, you know?
I'm not a regular mom, but everything she's wearing too is like so funny to me. Like her purse, it's like a be kind purse. She's always like in a, like having a be a nice person. Like she has all these things. It was so like Raquel Leviss coded. Like, you know, she has those hats that she'd wear, like be a good person. And I'm like, it's just.
She has horrible fashion.
I would
even like she was wearing like that cotton, like black lingerie and like the pink silk jacket. Just terrible.
I would love. I know that there's like NDAs, but NDAs get exposed. I would love for any person on the staff of Kathy Hilton to like release some sort of tell-all because monster. I have to assume she's a, I mean, I think that they're all fucking monsters.
Yeah.
I think they all are. And it's like, I think a thank you goes a long way. And I think a please goes a long way, but I think there's probably a lot of tones and not pleases and thank yous and that they probably cycle through assistants and staff constantly.
Yeah. Well, I did find it interesting. Okay, so Kathy's like her narrative that she's saying is like, I always wanted to protect the girls. I wanted to shield them. I didn't want them to hear any of the bad things. So we just didn't tell them stuff. And she doesn't want to like burst the girls' bubbles and they just sweep things under the rug. Super conflict avoidant. And it so she brings that back though to her stepdad.
Kyle and Kat and Kim's dad.
Kyle and Kim's dad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And because he would do the same.
Mm-hmm. But, well, and I think what she was saying was like, we swept things under the rug because there was adult conversation, not for kids.
Right.
And that's what it is. But I'm like, I have a question though. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Nikki and Kathy think that Paris is exaggerating things? There's sometimes the way that they speak about the experiences and like things that they're doing or things that she's doing, it makes me feel a little bit that they're like still this or like
I know what you're saying.
Is that really kind of the situation? Like I'm so curious. Like I'm curious of what the conversations between Kathy and Nikki are.
I think Nikki's kind of like, well, she's playing both sides for sure.
She's the mediator.
Right.
And I also find it interesting, too, because I don't think Kathy is involved with Nikki as Kathy is involved with Paris. So, like, Nikki has gotten married. She has kids. And I know that Kathy's involved there. But there's something about the way that Kathy has control over Paris that I think is completely different than the way that she, like, quote unquote, controls her other children. And it's almost like she doesn't – she wants Paris to be by herself. She doesn't want Paris to have –
She does not like her being married to Carter.
She hates Carter. Everything is Carter's fault. Oh, we kept this a secret? Carter's idea. Oh, we're doing this? Definitely Carter's idea. Everything – like she is like, fucking Carter's here again. It's like he lives here, Kathy. This is his home. Like she's like – she's probably like, Carter's a fan.
He is though. I get it.
I know. I also thought, too, we didn't get any of her brother who was heavily featured last season. Baron. We saw the youngest one, Conrad, who was in who when she brought over Phoenix to meet her dad. He was
that was cute. What do you think about Rick?
Rick is I need to know. Like, I mean, I know the show's about Paris, Paris and love, but I'm so more interested in the dynamic from Kathy and everyone. Like, Kathy calling Rick and be like, hey, are you home? I'm like, wait, you guys are driving over there and don't even know if he's home or not? And he's like, yeah, Paris has got something cute to show you. It's cute. It's cute. And I'm like, wait. And then, but then there, she's like, okay, love you. Like, they seem like very in love. I'm like, is everyone just conflict avoidant in this house? And so they all stay with each other and they're all miserable.
But I'm also dying that, like, she's like, dad, don't post that on Instagram. Like, the parents not knowing how to use social
He's
media.
Like, I would never. She's like, you literally posted Demi from my wedding. He's like, that wasn't me. And it's like crazy, but I'm like, you're right, dude. I was actually just thinking, like, Carter does her social media. Like, this is what we're going to post. This is how we're going to announce. Like, everything is so, her life is so for other people. It's crazy to me. Like, imagine, it's just, I could not imagine being so attached to my phone, so attached to like what people are saying. Like she lives her life the way that it's presented through social media on this. There's just such crazy dynamics with everybody here. I would love like.
Also, seriously. I was just like dying that like, is he the only person in LA that works with like people that actually can't sing and dance?
The Pussycat. I mean, we got Robin Anton too, the Pussycat Dolls.
Right. So, okay. Mikey's worked with Paris. He worked with Gretchen Rossi.
Yeah.
He works with Erica. Did he work with Kim Kardashian? Remember when she did her like Pussycat Dolls in Vegas thing?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He's the guy. He's got it. Like you need someone to teach you how to dance because you can't. You call Mikey.
Her music is very catchy.
I didn't realize the hot one was her. Songs. That's like that TikTok sound. I was like, been going. I didn't realize it was Paris Hilton.
I want to. Also, it's amazing.
I know. He's the hung one, and me, I'm the hot one.
It is addictive. She could get a Vegas residency. I would go and see that. That would be fun.
I was like, wait, it was at the Fonda down the street from me. Sold out in 3 minutes.
She literally had everyone there. Paula Abdul, Aunt Kim, obviously, Ashley Simpson and her husband.
Okay, Lance. So I know Aunt Kim. Kathy telling Aunt Kim she needed to wear a hat when she met Phoenix because she didn't like how Kim's hair looked in a slick back ponytail. So she just put a hat on top of her head because she was like, the cameras will be on you.
She looked
fucking
worse.
Weird.
She looked worse.
Fucking weird. Okay, go back to the Saweetie was like her intermission. She had I think I saw
Ashley
Winnie
Simpson,
Harlow
her husband,
there.
Lance Bass, Elle Fanning, Kat Von D, Sia.
Yeah. Like, she had a ton of people there. Yeah. And like the Fonda is a small theater. So like that was, and then I was like, where's the after party? The after party looks super fun too.
Does she have a podcast? Does Paris Hilton have a podcast?
Apparently. But I was like, how much editing goes into that podcast?
She basically just has cards and reads them out loud.
And the way that her voice changes from that baby voice,
the character,
to her, like, normal voice, mm-hmm. is so insane to me. She's like, Carter, I love you. Okay, but also make sure that the nanny. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Michael was watching it, and he was like, what's going on? Why is the voice changing? I was like, oh, that's her character. Like,
she's been playing this. Like, it's like, I think for like me too, is like, if you've been playing this character for 25 years, I think this is just you now.
Yes.
It's just you now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I mean, there were just so many. I think I watched this season, like binging it in disbelief, being like, I need more. Like, what the fuck? What is going on?
Cry too. Like, I cried at parts. Yeah. Like the swim lessons.
It really gave you everything watching her then too. It was like, she's such a child too. And they like all let her do it. Like her riding around on that weird suitcase thing in her house, going from room to room. And like Carter being like, oh, you're so silly, Paris. Like, I don't know what to do with all of this. It's like, you know, and then the book, I listened to the book.
Oh, tell me.
I listened to it months ago. Like when it first came out, I listened to it. I didn't actually realize, like, it had popped up in my Audible of like, oh, books you might want to like listen to. So I like listened to it and I thought it was fine. I actually felt like, I mean, she revealed some things and then I felt like a lot of it.
Tell me a little bit more about this like eighth grade teacher situation.
So basically she was a teacher from her school would like come sneak into her house or she would like sneak out. I'm telling you, like I listened to it, like I think it came out in like February. So it's been some months now since I listened to it. But I remember being like, oh, and then, you know, Kathy's like, we knew we would never let that happen. It's like, yeah, she was sneaking out. Like, I do think like Paris was a bad girl. I think all of her kids were bad kids in a sense of like pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Do I think that deserved her to like go to Provo? Like, no, those schools are like, I can't believe, like, I'm so proud of her for actually like taking action and going to DC and doing that. Like, I think that is so commendable and I think it's awesome. And I think it's crazy that these schools can even exist.
It is truly wild that they're still out there. It's sad and scary. Provo's gone now.
It's gone, but I mean, there's plenty of schools that still exist. It makes me honestly think of like Scientology and the Sea Org.
Yeah. They're like brushing, they're like using toothbrushes to clean.
Yes. Yes. Like, it's wild to me that these things can exist. And it's like, and if those things are like common knowledge in a sense, I'm like, how does it not get shut down? How do these things not, because they think it's like free will? It's like, that's not free will. Like, because the parents are paying for it and they're technically their legal guardians. Oof. Like, it's so insane to me. Scary. Like, she does go deep in the book. It is traumatizing listening to the things that she talks about and the way that she was treated and how people spoke to her and like the things that she
endured. They do? Like, yell at her?
Yeah. Or like she'd have to like get naked and they do like cavity searches. Like they were very much abused in this system. And there were parts where I was like, oh God, like I almost didn't like want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But then it was like a lot of like surface level things too, which I guess is like also probably a part of the trauma and like what she wants to share. But it's like very much.
Did she talk about the simple life?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But I think like for me, I think what it is I'm like, Paris, and I think it's also hard for her to trust, but I'm like, you need intensive therapy.
Like, well, she even said that she hadn't been to therapy since those places because she didn't trust the people. I thought Dr. Bethany did a really great job.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and then talk about Dr. Bethany.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I think Dr. Bethany really helps Paris and Kathy come together. And I also like that she was like pushing Paris. She's like, you're giving that nanny way too much control.
Agreed.
Like, if you think your baby's hot, then take off the clothes. Like, you, that is your baby, that you should not be giving Gina so much control.
Well, but I'm like, I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, how much time are her and Carter spending with this baby? Like, does the baby ever leave the room? Like, I mean, granted, I'm sure that room is, again, well, they went to bigger the pool. Than my apartment.
The baby went to the pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, it feels very much like that.
It was cute when they had the music class.
I agree.
With Whitney.
No, I know. I felt like very much in the beginning, like that baby was like not leaving the room. But I do agree. Like Bethany, like Dr. Bethany being like, you are the parent. So like what you say goes regardless of.
Also, she knew the baby was coming. So why would she like plan out? It seems like she had so many events going along with the pregnancy. It's like you could have shifted things.
Right. Like your book tour didn't need to happen when you did it. Like all these things that your show didn't need to happen when you wanted it to. It felt like when she was like, well, I didn't want people to like to know. And it's like, you could just say like, I'm taking time. I'm spending like, it's so the lack of trust that she has with every single person around her and like, and honestly, probably the conspiracy. And I'm sure she's been like hacked multiple times. So she's probably like, it feels like she really did absolutely nothing to prepare for this baby. Like no, like parenting classes or any of that, because like, what if somebody hacked into her computer and saw her search term? Like, I feel like that's how she thinks.
Yeah.
No. And it's just kind of like, well, I'll figure it out once the baby's here.
Right. And they even like say at the end, they're like, they admit to being like hands off with the baby when the baby first came.
Her not changing a diaper for the first month, which great if you have help to do that, but it's more like everything. I felt so sad for her in the hospital too, because they were like, you know, the surrogate wants you in the room so you can be there, and she's like, it's too scary. Everything is like too scary, and I'm like, I'm sure the hospital is probably scary for her to be there too. And it's like the whole thing is just her life is lived in such fear. It's like you don't want to necessarily envy the rich and famous here. I walked away saying, I don't want her life.
I also just curious, like, what's her motivation to keep this going? Because that's like, it seems like you have all the money now.
To not have to confront things in her life. I think she stays busy to not have idle time to sit with her thoughts. But I'm like, God, I wish you would just get intensive therapy to help yourself. It just seems like I'm worried, again, based on 6 hours of the season two. I'm worried about the relationship with her kid, and I feel like she's almost going to continue the cycle of like what happened with her mom, and like that she's all these opportunities that I think maybe she's scared to be with the baby, and it's kind of like when the baby cries, like, here you go, Gina. But I'm like, I fear that she's missing on bonding opportunities. Again, I don't know, but do you think
they're gonna have a third?
Yes, I think she wants two girls. I almost think she had a boy first for Carter.
Okay.
And then I think
she's going to have three kids. Wow.
She might even have four just to round it out.
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess she's one of four, right?
Maybe she do boy, girl, boy, girl.
Okay. No, yeah, you're right. So they have Phoenix, London. What's going to be the third baby's name? It's going to be a girl.
Like what city is it going to be?
Yeah. Maybe like Little Paris.
I was going to say, I could see it being like Paris PJ.
Yeah. Paris Jr.?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of like other places.
San Francisco?
No. Miami?
No.
Calabasas? No.
I was trying to think of like an LA neighborhood maybe that.
Los Feliz? No. No. Melrose? That'd actually be cute. Melrose? Melrose, what's her Melrose Hilton room?
Franklin Village.
I feel like, or it's got to be like, what else is in Europe? I'm like having a really tough time trying to think of city names right now.
Milan.
She's got or Venice. Rome could be cute for a little boy.
That would be adorable, actually. I could see that.
Yeah. Paris, take any of these. You're welcome. I mean, although Phoenix is not a very, like, Phoenix is an interesting city name. I mean, it's a cute name, but it's like, I don't know what her connection is to Phoenix.
The connection, right.
You know, maybe it's like Lansing, Michigan.
To go with these city names.
Yeah. And then, you know, Carter is going to agree with any of it.
What's Carter's first kid's name?
Oh, good question. Carter also is like, he like kind of cracks me up because I'm like, I still don't know what his job is because he's like, I was on some Zoom calls and heard you guys. And I know he's in like some like tech entrepreneur. Like he has no social media. Like he's very like kind of off the grid in a sense. But he has the uniform, which always cracks me up. He's basically in like Vuori joggers and like a blue sweatshirt. Always. Like that is his outfit.
He looks sick to me. Oh, Berlin.
This is his first daughter's name?
No.
Oh, city name. Berlin's cute.
Aspen.
Oh, I like Aspen.
Cali?
No. That's you're going
she
state.
Can't take, she can't take Chicago because Oh, Florence.
Maybe. These are some good ones. Okay.
I Googled.
Well, I assumed so. I assumed that was what you had done. What would Dublin? You do? Would you ever like hide anything like that from your parents? Like, I'm just trying to think like Kathy just, it's so wild because Kathy is like, I was upset about this and I hope you would not do this for the second one. And obviously the show ends where Paris is like, well, so we are going to do that with the second one. So you will be surprised.
Oh, that was kind of interesting.
It was crazy. It's a little crazy. Right. And I was also thinking too, like, I feel like.
It's like but then I honestly, I think that she had to do it again for the second one because they did it like almost like for it to be fair to the kids. You know what I mean? So? That like they both were equally a surprise.
Well, I was also wondering too. I don't know when this ended, but I was like, I wonder if the backlash of sharing the photo of her son where she was like, absolutely not, then like I need to hide this one as well. Like there's something about it because at this point it's like if you said, oh, Paris Hilton is pregnant with like another kid, you know, has a surrogate for another kid, like I don't think it'd be like people would be excited. But I do think that there is, I really think this level of fear, because I was thinking about when her dog went missing and she was like, do you know how many people they figured out that was my dog would like kidnap my dog for money? Like everything is so self-involved and with fear that I'm like, maybe she's worried for like the surrogate and like this.
I do think she is worried about the surrogate's privacy.
But even, yeah, it's like, and it's so just sad to think like, oh, my mom will post this on social media.
Kathy was literally telling the press that Paris is having trouble trying to get pregnant. She wasn't even trying to get pregnant.
Do you think she wasn't? Do you think that she had done rounds of IVF? I guess it's so invasive. I don't even want to answer the question. I was just, it was like, I feel, because she was like, I almost feel like she didn't want to also do that because I think that there's also trauma from that as well of being pregnant with everything that she had gone through. Like, I wonder if the surrogate was always kind of like the route at some point because it was just the secrecy that she was able to have with it.
I mean, how old is she?
She's like 42. 40.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian just did it all. I know. Who knows? I'm happy for their little family. I think there's just...
I want the best for Paris.
Sure. I
think what might be best is maybe less Kathy.
Would you... Yes, there's just something so sinister.
I don't think Kathy brings her joy.
No.
I think she brings her stress. I think
she wants Kathy to be like, because it's so interesting too. When she's like, are you serious? Like the whole reveal of the baby. And like, I'm like, oh, Kathy, I think I texted you too. It's actually very crazy because Kathy doesn't seem like a hands-on mother with her own kids, except for like the control aspect of it. But she seems like such a hands-on like grandma, like holding them and like being apart and like wanting to like be around.
She was more maternal than Paris with the baby.
Yes. And I just felt, but I just also felt like she was like, oh, she's like very hands-on grandma.
Yeah. Well, she wants to be.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to get in the mix.
And I feel sad because I'm like, I think Paris, all Paris would love is just like for her mom. Like, I never see them like hug.
Yeah.
Or like be affectionate.
Kathy's cold.
She is cold. She is cold. Big Kathy really did a number on her.
This made me want to know more about her mother.
I think now that maybe I will listen to House of Hilton.
Ooh. Maybe we should do something with that.
Maybe we should listen to House of Hilton because again, the show is about Paris, but I'm like the dynamic that Kathy brings is I want way like
how Paris, much like, I wonder how much money Kathy got for this.
I wonder.
That's also like a whole separate thing as well. Like you're basically like paying your mom to be on your show.
Well, I don't think Paris is paying her. I think NBC Universal. But, right. But Paris is an executive producer. But I'm like, I'm also like, there are like moments where like Paris didn't come off great in this either. So I'm also curious because she's an EP on this. I don't believe I saw Carter's name. I was trying to see if he was an EP on it as well. But I'm like, did anybody see these episodes before they went to air?
Kathy must be pissed. That's what looks.
Like she, there's no way she thinks that she came off good in this.
No, she's the villain.
Like, this is who she is. And now I'm like, oh, she absolutely did everything that she was accused of on Beverly Hills.
100%.
And like the dynamic between her and Kyle is just, I mean, Kyle not featured a single time on this. Farrah was there for the announcement with Nikki.
Right. And then we got Kim.
And then you see on Beverly Hills too, where Kyle says to her girls, like, she asks, like, oh, are you going to go see the baby? And they basically say, like, we don't want to do it without you. And Kyle's saying, like, the sad thing is like, when Kathy and I fight or when Kim and I fight, I'm cut off from every part of that family.
I know.
And it's like, and I'm like, I don't think it's because Paris wants to cut you off. I think it's all in fear of Kathy.
Absolutely. 100%.
Paris would be happy for you to be there. I'm sure. Right. I think because they're like closer in age too, is like, Paris and Kyle probably have more of a sisterly relationship. And Kyle, I think, is like very affectionate. I think Kim is actually very affectionate too.
Yeah, Kathy's like stone cold.
She's stone cold. Yeah. Do other people feel this way? Are we like on an island over here? Like, I'm like, what's the reaction to this pod going to be? Like, are we like monsters?
No.
No.
Kathy's the real monster.
She's a monster. She's a monster. I mean, look, I need more seasons.
This definitely season two was better than season one. Agreed. I look forward to season three. If Kathy would even film again, this is why I think she's making her. I think she's making her exit from this show to get back on Beverly Hills. She wants the limelight and the star. And I think she is probably pissed at Paris right now of how she's come off on this show.
She wants to be silly, like who's hunky dory, and not like, I'm going to punish you.
Yeah. Scary mommy.
Okay. But here's the thing. I we're going to wrap it up. But here's what I would suggest. Come out with a line of lip glosses. There's your business venture. Okay. And with that.
Team up with Renna.
Yeah.
You have the Renna lip kit. Do like a Kathy.
What if there?
That's how they could bridge their.
I mean, the gap has been bridged. There's flowers. Yeah. There's everything. Sorry. Last thing. I'm sorry. When Paris was on her tour and she went to watch What Happens Live and she was a guest on there and Andy showed up to be like, how's your mom? And there was that really awkward pause. Good. Yeah. She says hello. I'm like, there is behind now the scenes drama. Mm-hmm. Give us more.
Yes.
And Paris, go on tour, because I would be interested to watch this show.
Get that Vegas residency. Yeah.
All right. Well, this was fun. Thanks, Mary.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.